Okay, you're good.
All right, so 6 o'clock in the open meeting. First thing we look at is additions and deletions. Apparently don't have any. Now we're down to the pre-bid discussion on the town office addition. We've got a bunch of folks here that don't want to ask questions and look at the paperwork and think about bidding on the job. So that's awesome. Decent turnout. Good.
Appreciate you coming.
Appreciate you coming. So you've all been handed this, yes, these different pieces, right?
Yeah,
I got to tell you.
Pre-recorded.
Whatever you say in here, it's being recorded, not just in the minutes by them taking notes, but fully audio recorded by state law. I can't not do that. Some people, I don't like it. It is what it is. Because I say stuff sometimes I shouldn't. So we'll have that. But there's three documents here that are like the work, right? Separated out from the dirt work, basically, the concrete work, and then the general construction of the thing. You're welcome to bid on all three as a prime. You're welcome to bid on any individual piece or any two or however you want. You know. We try to make it. Last time we had it all in one big lump and we only got two people interested. And quite frankly, they were very high. And the reason they were very high is because they were following the original prints. And our architect was overzealous in the state code insulation level and sealing the thing up. And we had ICF foam blocks for the whole foundation. All that drove the cost super hard for whatever reason. So now we've changed all that. It's all in this.
Yeah.
Should be all in here. Basically, this is a description. There's a print with elevations. And we've crossed out the details that aren't relevant on that print. I'll see about getting copies of that print with the markouts on it. I don't have them now, but I'll have to find a copy that I can run that through. But it shows the elevation, gives you an idea of what we want it to look at. So some of this is almost what I call point and shoot, right? You kind of got to know. It's just a freaking three-sided building with a 10-foot deal on the end with a vault. So. And the vault upstairs is just fireproof room. And downstairs, you know, it's concrete, one wall, and the floor will be concrete, and it'll have radiant flooring in it. And I'm pretty sure that's pretty well spelled out in these documents. Any questions you guys got? I know I've seen some of you reading this. You know, what did we miss? I mean, we're just who we are sitting here trying to figure stuff out.
So, one of the bids, too.
All right, end of the meeting.
No. The 28th.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks for everybody to get their stuff together.
Yeah, and you know, we're absolutely open to questions and all that stuff in between. Like I said earlier, this is it.
You don't have prints. You got an elevation.
We got an elevation, and there's detailed prints.
At least floor plan.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Floor plan, but it calls out for the ICF blocks. It calls out for concrete. Two stories high at the end, and we're not doing that anymore. It calls out some stuff that is not exactly right on the print. But that's all.
The window placement.
Window placements, all that stuff's the same. So we should be okay there.
And the pitch of the roof, because the end of there is not one long. This addition is going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be above this other roof here, so there's not one great long building. So.
Well, tall.
Yeah, just offset.
Same pitch.
Same
pitch, just going to be up above it.
And that's,
there,
so I think,
sidewall flashing,
like
going to that, and then
The ceiling, so, this ceiling level will be the same level
and
inside.
Well, and I noticed that, and we'll have to, I think I read that today, and I did not change it when I read that, but I think it says the ceiling should be offset in there.
It's going to want to be in there, because it's going to be, if they don't, they're going to have the trusses made, or somehow they're going to have to build it down.
So the roof will be off the ceiling. Pretty sure it says offset.
You did decide to do that before. It was all going to be one.
Yeah, and when we raised the roof back up, it's going to be easier to have the trusses set on the wall.
We just got some more money to
drop the ceiling.
To bolster it down. Right?
Yep. So the floor will have.
I read that today and I questioned it first thing. Yeah. I don't remember what we decided, but that's what it says, so that must be
so
what we decided.
No bathrooms over there.
Offices. The only plumbing over there. Nope. One big open room with that 10-foot by the full width at the far end. One big open room, and then there'll be the staircase on this side.
Concrete downstairs and framed at the top.
concrete downstairs and framed at the top.
And this basement's 8 foot?
I don't know what this basement is.
Yes, I measured it.
I would guess.
Yes, I believe it is.
Well, so you want to cut 72 inches and then install a header.
Well, 72 inches wide.
The full depth.
For a walkway, because there's a stairwell out there. They've got a bulkhead out there, so that's got to come off.
Right.
After, we may want to just, everybody wants to walk around and take a look at things outside.
Yeah, happy to do that. Yeah. And the questions, feel free to ask. They're appreciated.
So the heat, the PEX in the floor is the only heat over there?
PEX in the floor is the only heat over there. And I don't know how to do it, but the PEX should be stapled up to the wood floor and run right into that concrete slab that's at the top of that bolt, right? So at the end, you'll have some connections, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that's how we want. We want that. We want the full. The
slab wants to be on this. And that
bolt. Concrete slab at this level, 10 feet.
Is there any utility room for that heat source?
Downstairs.
There's one there.
There's a boiler here now, and we had a plumber look at it and said there's enough. There's enough for the zones to be able to
tie into that heat system.
Yeah,
we're just going to tie in the existing one. It's I forget who the guy was. He came and told us it was plenty big.
Okay. Rick Mishy.
So.
And one of the things we'd had before was finishing off the wall because of those IFC box in there. We're not going to do that now. The downstairs will be just left concrete.
Just
wall.
Concrete on the inside.
Trying to figure out how to save the money to build it with what we got. That's what we're trying to do. So.
Right.
And you don't need, so up underneath there, I know there was some talk. I don't know how that works with the radiant floor heat. You have to insulate behind that put the tin up.
There's a reflective metal. It's just a reflective, flexible,
but
staple it up, and then generally they insulate just so the heat goes up.
They insulate behind it. You guys have told me that. I don't know how to do
it. They'll probably have to hang rock on that part there, just on the ceiling. On the ceiling part.
Something to hold the insulation. I would plan on that, hanging some heat rock on the ceiling of the basement so that holds heat to the floor. Makes sense to me, I guess.
And do the electrical part, right? You have the electrician, So there'd be lights down there as well, of course, in that ceiling.
I told the light, standard outlets all around. We want to pull. Every outlet should have a data plate. Says that in here.
So, no walls, pull. Right? So that's going to... And you can put electrical in?
On it, just on the outside wall.
Well, it's still all concrete?
No, the second story.
Oh, second floor.
Just this floor that we're sitting in.
In the basement, there's
no nothing light. In the basement.
No electrical?
No. Just the lights, whatever place you put down there. And upstairs, LED lights like this, two rows, real straightforward. Yeah. And it says that in here somewhere, too.
And it says polished concrete slab. That's just like a finish, though. You're not talking about, like, polishing it.
No,
power trowel with a
power. Right.
Power
trowel. Not
bolt folded. It's good. Yeah, power trowel
With a deeper finish.
Keep
it from dusting. Right?
Yeah,
I got you.
Yep. Don't want it to be dusty.
Well, it's unpolished. Yeah. That can get expensive, right? You come in a month later and a big grinder and.
No, we're not doing that. It's just decent basement floor, right? So again, we struggled to the first bids we got, partly because the architect, partly because the world costs a lot of money these days was high. So we as a group here said, well, if we don't use the ICF, we don't have to finish the basement, on the inside. There's
the vault, the second part of that vault was the concrete, was top, expensive.
Top so part of that vault, added a bunch, because they
16-foot walls.
Yeah.
All the way around that vault out there with a concrete cap on top and concrete in the middle. That drove the cost of the concrete out of the park, right? Yeah. So we went through and chiseled and did our best, to cut this down a little bit.
Yeah.
So we don't get sticker shock so bad this time.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is good and clear. And I'll figure out. I don't know if I can make copies at my place of work of those, but I know.
I'm trying to think where we sent plans before and that.
I've sent them at Montpelier, but I'm in Essex.
Yeah, I know, but there's a place down in Essex down there. Let me ask around to see where it was.
I'm there every day, so you let me know and I'll take them and get copies. Because what we did was we hand marked these up to say, where it says, use ICF blocks and blah, blah, blah.
Well, if that's the, I can, you can just send a digital copy, if that's...
Well, I'd have to get a digital copy.
Well, I can take pictures of them, I could...
You can take a picture of it. You don't have the markup.
Well, but if it's just, you're just...
You just change them on the, you know, on the computer and then send them...
Are they PDFs? Yeah, send them to me.
Yeah, 'cause then, I have a blueprint.
Oh, you do have a print, you have probably...
Yeah, so, I didn't know that, yeah. So if you have PDFs, I can probably apply these markups to PDFs. And we can get it, we got all your names and everything, so we can send a copy.
Yeah, maybe I should...
Yeah.
Well, we can figure it out. Yeah, definitely put your email down, 'cause then after a year, I didn't even see it.
Well, that's what everybody does, it's us old people that don't really like that. I'm always getting asked, so I do have stuff to come in here, I don't know, I've got plans, but I got, let me see if they got it.
Yeah, so tonight, when we're done, I'll have her send you...
Yeah, this is a copy.
I'm sending it right now.
And this is the one we marked up, I'll take her, you know, I'll spend a little of my work today, tomorrow, and get a marked up copy done as quick as we can, right? Just makes sense, get it out from the past we can. So I'll do that tomorrow.
It's up to the bidding.
No, I understand, I'll get it to you as quick as can. If I'd have thought of it before...
I'm doing it more so than I'm at the time.
And you had mentioned something before, architect was heavy on insulation or...
Yeah, oh yeah, he was heavy on insulation, and he had the place sealed up to where...
We were in air exchange.
We were looking at probably an air exchange or...
$10,000 on that.
What do you have?
I love on cement foundations, so you'll never hear me knock.
No, it wasn't...
But there's a place for them.
There's a place for them, and that 16-foot wall with the ICF floor and ICF, wasn't the place for them, it just drove the cost. But the where he went crazy with insulation, in my opinion, is in the roof or the ceiling.
I already wrote it.
Oh, you did?
R60.
Yeah, you wanted R60 in the ceiling.
Well, I just didn't know if there was enough room, some of them put their phone numbers and stuff on it, so...
Certain code for certain, like residential building, you know, efficiency standard for 2024.
Yeah, that's what he went to.
That's R60 in the ceiling, or R23 in the wall.
We really didn't feel like we needed to go that far, so we're not.
You just have to call, you have to call them what you need insulation.
That's what it said.
It's all there.
That's what I'm saying, so he's fine, and that's him.
Yeah, that's what we're, that's all in here.
Has there been any talk about existing conditions and work for electrical in here, like smoke detection, anything like that?
Yeah, we've discussed it.
This would be the only room that anybody would be doing a little bit of extra room in as far as the room part, but that door gets taken out if you see whoever's reading the carpenter part, that gets out. New windows in this part in here, new vinyl siding on everything when it's all done in the year. And this one here will be upgraded in the year, that wall will come out.
The half of that wall vanishes.
It's coming out, so that will be opened all the way straight through, 'cause that will be one great big room and where the ladies will be in there.
And is there an official like occupancy limit for this building?
Yep, I suppose there is. So 50, so there's two scheduled, A and B, I just looked it up because of the floor joists. 'Cause somebody told us we needed 100 pounds per square if we had a meeting room. If you have a meeting room that's less than 750 square feet, or less than 50 people, then you don't need that. That's scheduled A or whatever it was. But then we decided to change that, we said, look, even though our meeting room is less than 750 square feet, it's like 734 or something. And there likely won't be more than 50 people.
Right.
We're still gonna go with a 2x12, 100 pounds.
2x10.
Or 2x10, sorry.
Just matters for us for fire alarm.
Yep, and the fire marshal's been here.
Yeah, 'cause of being a meeting space.
Yep.
They're gonna wanna know the occupancy number for the building, and that will drive fire alarm.
Yep, and I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. I don't know, I mean, full-time occupancy is gonna be about three.
Right.
The biggest occupancy is when we do our fall lottery.
Yeah, it might be 20 people, and the chances of us going over 50 is pretty slim.
Right.
Unless we really piss some people off.
But that's the reason why we wanna do the whole, so that...
In case we need to...
If you have a meeting room, something happens, we're not all right on top of one another.
And the other thing was, the reason we went kinda lean toward the 2x10s on 12-inch center for the 90 pounds, doesn't necessarily mean we can occupy more But if we do get a lot of people here, we don't want that floor. So I just raised that up to 100 pounds per square foot. That's all.
2x10s, 12 inches on?
2x10, 12 inches on center instead of 16. Gives you, I don't know, like, I figured it out, it's like 116 pounds a square foot. It's a little bit over 100, but it's fine. I mean,
it'll be easier than everything else because that's what these are down here. So I just make everything going up for the floor. If the walls poured, everything's down on the sill on, everything will be a lot easier framing it for you, to frame it for whoever.
Yeah, so the other thing that it talks about in here that might not be as obvious as it should be is when you pour the concrete for that building, you need to offset those walls enough so you can put the foam on the outside so it's even with this building.
Yeah.
Right, this building doesn't have any foam on it that I'm aware of on the outside, and we're not planning on putting any on it, so it's going to be what it is. So we need to make that even on the outside.
So everything flushes out.
So everything
you guys are
lined up like it should.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there federal funding for this, or is it all just town?
It's our money.
There's taxes.
Yep.
Our money.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, and that's somewhere in here. It says we would like to. I understand you guys all got your own places to get your materials, but once you figure that out, you let us know, and we'll buy it. So we're not paying taxes, or however we work that.
Or I can get a tax free. We can get a tax exempt form for materials.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Whatever. However, I understand where we're coming from.
100%.
Do it all.
I'm not trying to drill anybody out of making anything onto this. We just got to figure out to see. We're really 100%. Hoping that the efforts that we've been.
We don't want
2 years now trying to go or try to make it work for everybody. Right. Make some,
I appreciate that.
Make some, their money, and we can
do it. But it's just a tax exempt form.
However we do that.
Yeah.
Right. When we buy a concrete or lumber or whatever, they'll have their tax exempt form.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. And I'll leave there because it all adds up to us.
6% of whatever this is.
Oh, I agree.
Just, giving it to the state.
Like I said, if we can get it down, we're really looking forward to getting it started.
Just go back to the insulation. You have a continuous insulation all the way around the building?
Upstairs?
Cabin walls. The foundation on the outside.
Yeah, foam.
Yeah. This says exterior walls with continuous insulation.
Yeah, foam around the building.
Foundation
on the outside, sealed and then foamed, right?
This is just, that one does say it on concrete. I'm looking at the structural requirements. I just want to make sure that's correct. That's like a Zipar 6 that you put around.
Did that get
with the foam on it? We're not doing that.
Okay, it mentions it here, so I just.
We're just
which
going.
Which one is that?
Where
I
is that?
Because that
was supposed to get removed.
Structural requirements number 4. It'd be a dollar difference between. Just using a CDX. Or
all right, so first addendum. We're going to strike continuous insulation. From I understand exactly what happened there. That said continuous insulation using zip panel, blah, blah, whatever that. Yep. So
thank you for catching that.
I erased the zip panel crap, and I missed that continuous insulation.
Yeah, I just want to make sure
that's fine.
Thank you.
Basically, the rock wall.
I'm okay. Thanks,
Al. You're going, and then you're going to use the zip.
That's a CDX
green. Yeah, CDX green.
Or whatever the most cost effective sheathing is for
that. So that'll be the first addendum that gets crossed out, and then I'll have to put a thing at the bottom. I just thank you for catching that.
Does anybody see anything
that
else
would drive
that
the cost,
want to bring
right?
their attention?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zip R6 is expensive.
Zip R6 is, and that guy had the whole place covered.
The whole place is
double. Yeah. He had the whole place covered with Zip R6.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to. Right.
He wanted R40 or whatever.
He's
other
trying to
walls. And then he wanted plastic on the inside.
The more money you spend, the more they mark that money.
Well, you know, the thing about this is this part here was built in the 70s, and when they had Efficiency Vermont come over here and did their air test and all that in here, and they said it was fine. So.
Right.
A little something to be said about breathing.
Something to be said about newspaper stuff.
That's a historical building.
That is.
Take it out and read it afterwards.
Right.
Alden Adams built this, I believe Alden did, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, and you know, they just, I remember my father was on the flick board then, and they just, build it like a house.
You don't
want to build.
You don't want to put the paneling all around.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
And the girls are gonna be working in the office.
Oh yeah.
Through the project, so when they don't work Fridays, correct? Am I safe to say that? Most generally on Fridays, they don't work Fridays. So.
When it's time to come through the wall.
When you need, when they start to come through the wall, then I think they're gonna have to be scheduled through them. That would be one of the.
And at this point.
I'll make this, I'll change and email it everybody.
So if they have questions, is it gonna be, do we decide we're hiring somebody for the clerk of works, or they're gonna contact them if they got changes or questions? Is the board gonna deal with that?
Well, if you got, if you got simple questions, super simple questions, I deal with it. If you got complex questions, I deal with it.
Carpentry work.
Carpentry work, if you're concrete questions, you can ask Ricky, I guess.
But I think you, somebody needs to be, so that if you have questions, it's gonna have, cause I know that it can't be tied up, you can't wait around to find out, so that's gonna slow you down and you're not gonna bid it that way, so.
I think it's a pretty basic building.
I think we're okay with just the basic questions we're asking, I don't think there's anything.
Well, if you come up with something.
So three-sided addition to this, this building and.
Metal roof, standard trusses.
We're gonna send most of the.
What's the overhang?
Plans out.
Same as everything, it's gonna be the same overhang, I didn't measure, but I think it's 2 foot on that, Yeah, but, and the biggest thing is we just wanna make sure that everybody's aware, cause one of it, we had, it sounded like it was gonna be the same plane and we don't want that long building, wanna make sure that that addition is above.
We struggle with the wording for same pitch versus.
The trusses are the same pitch, yeah, and the plane's gonna be higher.
Trusses same, that, and then we decided to save money that the ceiling should be offset. That way you don't have to block it down or whatever the hell you do to make it match, right?
So just putting 8 foot ceilings in that.
Yeah, everything, yep, whatever it's gonna be, whatever it's gonna be.
Whatever.
So it's just gonna offset.
Yeah, the floor's gonna be the same.
However you, whoever decides, I don't know if they wanna triple up the shoe and triple double plate and give themselves 9 inches above there.
But you can also order your truss that's offset, so it's a little bit.
Yeah, whatever you decide, however, if you're gonna just get the regular truss and you're gonna set it on top of the wall, we're leaving that kind of, whatever it out, just as long as it doesn't have to be as long as.
The floor needs to be flat.
Yeah.
This one, no step up, no step down. Ceilings can step up wherever you want to go.
Yeah, they gotta step up, right?
Right.
Yeah, yep. That different plane.
That's what I said. I thought that they either just this thing would be either 8 footers and double up the shoe and not blade.
So whoever sends the plans, that's who will send these.
You're gonna send all that stuff right to the office.
Do we have contact information?
Bids come right to the
office.
Here.
From her, she'll email the plans to us.
Yeah. I think I have the clerk email on.
Yeah, everything will go.
Did everybody get their emails in? So we're all set there.
Yeah, we don't have any contact info, so she's gonna send that to you.
Yeah, that'd be easy. That way everybody gets the same exact.
Yep. So everybody
I'm not telling you something that he's not telling him something that he's got. You know, everything will go.
So everybody's looking at this. Are they looking at the time frame that we're here, or is this?
You can start tomorrow.
Or is this something that you don't?
Two weeks.
Looking at
you got to sign a contract
next year before you can able to get to it. If you were to,
we can get to it.
That's what I'm just wondering if everybody here is thinking that this could be the time frame, or they're looking at that this may be. They're already booked up. We're looking at this at next year.
We're all booked, I think. But
everybody's
I think
booked,
If you were to,
this isn't that complicated. This is not a.
Yeah.
Right.
Good filling job.
Yeah.
Kind of,
All
right, cool.
Okay.
Ken, did you include the ramps?
The ramps are in here. We're just going to pay for them. So
with that grant.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the job, everybody's listening, right? Whoever gets the job, you build these front ramps and all that, you're going to have to itemize that bill, that's all.
Because so we have a different
grant
for that.
Oh, just separate the.
That's not included in the bid. That's why we didn't put it in, because we got a different grant.
Oh, no, it's in here.
It's in there.
They would just have to itemize it when they do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would just need to be separate,
they bid it
just
separate,
so that
as
I
as long as they itemize the work so we can pay it with the grant, right?
Okay, I didn't think we were putting it in. I thought we were going to do that.
No, separately.
The grant for this, the entryway over there will be part of the package.
Part of the package, yeah.
And that we're doing covered, right?
But
like this one.
Just like this.
It's going to look just like this, the overhang.
Yeah, so I guess,
on the draw.
Yeah, you bid it all, and whoever gets the job has to break out this piece when you bill it. And, you know, we'll handle that when it happens, right? That's all. What did that little piece cost?
It's a ramp.
It's a ramp.
Ramp.
Yeah,
stairs and stuff.
Basically replacing that whole entryway that you just came in on.
Yeah.
No, just the bottom part of it.
Stairs and the ramp, because you're gonna have to take that off, I think, to put the vinyl siding on anyway, so.
And I don't know if you put it in there, but they did say it needed to be a little bit wider to meet.
Well, that one doesn't meet ADA right now.
Yeah.
They know that, they'll build the ADA standards.
Well, it's too narrow, it's 30 inches.
Too narrow, and it doesn't have the right railing.
Yeah.
Railing, doesn't have the right railing.
So we're gonna lump it in for this, whenever whoever gets the job, I'll itemize that.
I'm just saying what I was told.
Just so we can pay for it, have a different pay building, and justify the price for it for the state, who might. Yeah, so, hopefully, and again, anything that's not clear, anything that's funny, I'll get these marked up prints back to you.
Or, and you're looking at it, and there's something that.
I have another question, did you include the countertop area here?
We did not. We decided to.
As you're going, that would be an extra that would be.
We can put, yeah, you get them smaller things in there that we do. Yeah, we'll wait and see where we're at. And I'm sure that whoever gets the contract, we can actually see what it'd be to actually do that part in there when we get ready to go. So once you get this opened up, it's going to actually give you a better idea on where you wanted this in here. Because we really aren't sure where you wanted this reception area until maybe you open up that wall to see what it's going to be. If that stays, if that part of that stays in there, because you weren't sure.
And it depends if you're putting glass or bars.
Yeah. Probably should have one.
Panels down there, there's a couple of them.
Yeah.
I don't need to look quite that far, but a little bit of separation would be nice.
Well, yeah, if there's anything you guys want to look at, that's probably what we ought to do.
Yeah, we're going to want to see.
Take it out. Well, I hear electricians going, I
think Katie has found it there, but
nice. He wants to look at the 2-3 panels down there.
Yeah.
All the
wires that come in.
The panels are the only thing dead.
Yeah, you might find it. Do you guys want to look at, like, the bulkhead or any stuff? All that makes sense to you? Just sticks out right there.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
No, I mean, you're going to cut a hole in the concrete wall.
You don't have a septic system.
Septic
cell
back.
Nothing's out there to worry about.
Not that worried about. The
gas stand where it's, where it is.
That's going to have to be removed. We're not sure where they're going to want to put that.
But yeah.
Well, our gas company will do that, right?
Gas company.
We just got to find a location where they want to put it.
That's what I'm saying. So we need to do that sooner than later, probably then. Okay, we need to figure that out. So
but that's on us.
We get the bids and we're ready to go. Let's go.
Well, I guess I better get going.
basically stripping it and
the soil. I thought this would be gravel here. We're just tanking out back. And it's not as gravel as I thought it is. Out front is, out back isn't. So I'm not sure. Yeah. It's kind of filthy
sand.
Silty sand, clay, everything mixed. Water don't run through it.
I see on here there are footing drains and stuff.
Yeah.
Where are they going across the road?
You'll have to daylight them over there.
So I'll have to cut across the blacktop? Yep.
We'd like to have you bore under it.
Oh, that's a big difference. Been cutting and boring.
He knows. He just did it.
Yeah, no, that's great. Boring underneath there is great, except for it's just expensive.
Yes.
It's expensive. Right. There's places where we can cut.
Well, I guess you could cut it. I mean, you're going to have to redo a lot of this stuff out here and repave it anyway.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't think if I was.
It's way, 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 way cheaper.
Oh, yeah, there's no comparison.
But there's already a drainage system around this building, yeah?
Don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is.
Or if.
Unfortunately,
if it's from the 70s, it's fine.
Here's, you prefer
if it's,
to connect
if it's there, they exist, it says, we want
if
to
it exists.
Connect.
Oh, if it exists.
If it exists, what it says. Gotcha. See, we're not sure what's in the ground here.
I'm pretty sure it's like, if it exists.
There's a good chance it's full.
Probably don't exist.
1973, you said?
Probably
70s, yeah.
Yeah, she's full.
Oh, probably nothing there.
Or there's nothing.
Right.
No, I don't.
That's why you can't find it.
As you move toward the front, like he said, it's real gravelly. And I know them fellas that did that. I mean, they just said,
I found some Schlitz bottles out back here when we were putting the tank in.
There's a spot around here for
them. There's a town fill station.
When you take it out of the hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the town will take it down in the garage.
They'll take it away.
Yeah.
We do have some advantages when you're working for the town.
That's
right?
A
Yeah, places to put material. Places
to I'm gonna have to find some more jobs around here.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I live in Hardwick.
Hardwick. Yeah, and I
over the hill over there.
Yeah, you live on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
So you come over the mountain tonight?
No, we are up in Lindenville on a job.
Oh, 58.
You graded it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news. I'm going to take it home.
So Pryson has cutting the blacktop, not boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if we decide to bore it, it'll be on.
Oh, you.
We decide we have to.
The price to bore
that. I know. Yeah. We got some couple guys that do.
Essentially 4 or 5 minutes.
Right. All right.
Yeah. One lives right here in town.
Oh, perfect.
Tennessee, man.
Yeah. How far did you go?
Across the
road.
Across the road.
Across
the
road.
Yeah, just price it that way.
You're gonna price cutting it. Yeah. I said you're gonna have to do
that way.
Repave some. You're gonna have to repave some of this stuff anyways when you're done.
We may end up already. We'll see what that stack is. We may end up doing seeing how much that is doing something for that walkway too.
List, but we had to hire him, then we had to wherever wet tapping along,
right.
So then we hire somebody else to
do
that.
And yeah, McDonald came in.
Yeah.
And, so where we're listening, three bids, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want that
are you guys
sure.
thinking
of
taking the whole thing,
that,
or you're just doing the framing, you think?
We'll look at the whole thing.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right,
we're just going to we do it anyway.
Probably at least the dirt work and the concrete.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Well, what's this about? Good turnout? Yeah. Oh, with everybody
we just
going?
I built things. He does the concrete. And stuff.
All right. I mean, whatever. That's good. That's kind of what we're looking for.
So neither one of you dig?
What's that?
No, I don't. I try not to, but we do.
Well, that's what I mean. So
but I don't want to haul shit over here. Oh. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm just curious.
You've got a card with you.
Yeah, because I'd rather not. All my builders are I'm busy. But
you're being recorded, so no fixing.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's no fixing anything.
Yeah.
No, we're just trying to work together to get you the best price you can get.
Yeah, that's what we want. Right
that's
there.
What I wanted to hear. Right.
Listen, thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are you still down looking at the panel?
Yeah, they're probably painting over that wire that comes through the wall. It's not there. It's not going to juice on it.
See you guys later.
Yes,
yeah, see you
later.
You signed in, Ryan, did you?
He did. Hello? Yeah.
Okay.
Said, did you sign in?
He said the gas line that goes way around the wood, Ryan said, to that, so we're not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
And then the only other would be, because that heats the hot water and stuff, so because that car must go from here, because it's on the regular, we're going to create that tank, let's see.
Yeah, you get that one down the ground.
So, we talked to them, we got a plan coming around the corner and setting a small bottle for the time being for their, are we going to run a new line? I'm just asking what
we'll
do.
Well, I'd like to see where Fred wants to relocate that to. And then,
so they can get to
it. Well, the thing is, if you're going to relocate it, let's do it to that point. If he's going to put the regulator out back.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
I don't know if they're going to want to try to put the tank over here, off in the handicapped parking lot.
Okay,
all
right.
Because then that would be easy access for them.
For them, yeah, in the winter.
I don't know if about how far they're going to be away from that generator. That's all.
Okay. Okay. I was just looking to see, because the line, I'm assuming I didn't realize the regulars here, must go back, dig right out where they're going to be digging, right?
That one will be. The other one goes out and around.
Yeah, Ryan said it goes way out by the woods.
Yeah, we put that one in when we did the propane generator.
Okay, all right. So we'll get that ball rolling on that.
Any exterior lighting on this new portion?
There will be over the entryway, I would think.
Okay. And are we doing anything with this? Because this back door is going, right?
Yeah.
That's
going.
A sign of
but is it just being moved? Or just, if that's going to be gone, I'll be adding just two on the front.
Do you want that left there?
No.
My door goes away.
We probably don't need it as long as you have one of the other.
Like
as long as you have right 2 points to
exit, I'll just leave this way.
Just leave it.
Okay.
And then this wall's getting opened up. Is the AC going too?
Yeah,
I don't want to buy my desk.
AC's
going to
go in the other wall when we figure out where exactly.
So we'll have to get a circuit in the new portion for the AC.
Yeah, for the AC,
away from my desk. Yeah. Please and thank you.
And then downstairs, the data portion. Would we be responsible for that?
Pulling the cables, yeah.
Okay. and somebody else is going to terminate it and do all the connections.
Yeah, we have to get the data guy to put the...
Okay. That's not something you want us to do.
Well, you got to terminate the cables in the faceplates.
Yep.
So that they're good yep. connections.
Yep.
And then back here, looped up in front of the router.
And coiled. And you guys will take care of
the switch. And then we'll take care of wiring them up there.
Okay.
No need for you guys to plug in the switch. You're not data guys, so it's...
Right. We do have data people.
I know, but they're expensive.
What we have is very expensive, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fairly reasonably free.
So. Oh, okay.
I is can that something that we could get quoted separately, like later on?
Sure.
Yeah, I can terminate all those cables.
Oh, okay.
The router and switch in. It's not, I do that for all day.
All right, that's all we needed.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
For coming.
Out here for
I got the whole kit, the stripper and the crimper, and you put the ends on. I'm about 50-50. I've got about 50-50 getting everything on without and getting all the wires exactly crimped, right?
You don't get any
Do you
want
me to mail Josh's?
And Steve's, unless you want to drop Steve's off.
You do me a favor.
That's what it is.
It's an easy one. Mm-hmm. So, you haven't been town clerk since I've been, for all the time that I've been. So. I need a 1099 for every year.
What?
I need a 1099 for each year that I work for the town.
On the sweat board?
Does that
have
to be official?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have forms.
Where's the monitor that goes for your for the cameras?
Cameras? They're not on the iPad.
Okay, so they record. So are they putting? Is that going to want another one to go over to there on that one and shining back at that entrance over there? Because they're asking about that in here, which makes,
yeah.
If you've got, I didn't realize they had cameras here, so they do, then there's going to be 40 more feet down there.
The 1099.
And
those are rechargeable. We got three. They're all rechargeable.
There's only two out there, right? So
no, there's three.
Okay, so they
got
are,
one on
okay.
the end.
I just wanted to make sure they're on, because he's asking me about that. So
no, I can show you where they are.
You have to, by law, you have to give me your W-2 or whatever it is.
W-2.
Okay, I want a W-2 then, thanks. The W-2 for every year that I worked here for the $1,300 or whatever it is, because the fucking feds are just, I'm going to have to, I don't know what I'm going to want. You can just print them.
Let me see what I can do. I'll get you something. I do have copies. I already have copies. I just don't know if I have a form that you can give to the government, but I'm sure I can give you,
just
I can probably take a copy and give you my copy.
A printed copy. That's right.
And it might say that it's
all it's going to be is a copy. Just print a copy of it. That's all I need. All
right, so then you
I'm
going to
scan
started,
it and send it in.
You started in 22? I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Well, this would be, so it's Ricky's year this year. So the following year.
Did you start
year,
at the beginning of a term?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't come in the middle of the year?
No.
Okay.
So Ricky's this year, this March, and I'm next March. So that'll be 6 years, so this year will be five. This March will be five, so this last check I got would be four.
There's a lot of wires out there, apparently.
Yes, there is. And there's a bunch of them that aren't fucking up to nothing.
Did you show up in that one box? Is that a service?
Yes. They said.
And I think that one outside is that a service.
Yeah, they're walking around. They're doing things. But the radio antenna for that, I guess, is right here on the end.
Yeah.
Move it to the new end.
Yep, we'll just move it there.
Anyways, that's... I need those. Please.
So then if you're just scanning them, I'm just scanning.
You can just send me a copy. Email is fine. So you're going to email me a couple of things. Those, and you're going to email me the blueprints.
I already emailed you.
You already emailed those.
Oh, well, you're way out of the game, aren't
you? I was bored over there. It's not like I understand what any of you guys are talking about.
Kind of officially in a meeting, but unofficially not, or whatever.
We are waiting for
them. Well, we're waiting for people. Less than a quorum is outside.
Yeah, they're all out there.
Pause the meeting.
We pause.
You want me to
pause? You can pause it.
Okay, now you're good.
All right, just for the record, we paused the meeting a little bit because we're outside with the contractor showing them parts of the building. So we decided not to waste the recording time. Anyways, now we're back to the agenda, ain't we?
Yes.
Apparently I've lost mine. There you go. I have. No, it's right here.
Thought that went well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very well.
I'm glad we got quite a little bit of interest here. Yeah. That's awesome. Citizen in front. All citizens packed up and left, so we're good. Animal control, I don't see animal control here. Health officer, everybody's healthy. We're signing orders.
Now everybody, they got virus on those chips.
Yeah. 11 of them now.
Yeah.
11 chips?
No, 11 of them, I think, deceased. I don't think it said 200.
Well, they got another ship that's got it.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, so it must have been, I didn't see that.
They got another ship that's got it. Yeah. How did that happen? They go to the same dump?
Island, yeah.
Once again, why you don't take a cruise ship anymore.
I'm just going to go off what Melissa told us. Right, Melissa?
What did I tell you?
The cruise ships.
Which are you?
Don't go.
Dale would definitely tell you not to go.
I'm not. I'm never going.
So you must be lucky.
I don't think you'd enjoy it.
You must be lucky you could, after all this deal you came back healthy.
I know.
I'm 100%. 100% sure I wouldn't enjoy it because... But if I want to get up and wander around, I'm going to fall over the side, get drunk, drown.
There's a lot of people. I mean, you really have to be a certain kind of person to enjoy it. And I don't think any of you.
You need to be a people person. Lots of people.
Not a people person either. People everywhere.
There needs to be lots of. There's lots of people in a confined space.
And you can't get away from them.
You can't get away from them. Mm-hmm. Even in your room, you can probably hear them.
Oh, I don't know, but who wants to hang out in a tiny little room?
Yeah, I was going to say the rooms are like
close. Okay. I like people, and then they start talking and breathing and shit.
I think it's more for the stops, but it's not that great either. I wasn't impressed.
Only cruise ship I ever thought about getting on was there was a ship that left Washington State on the West Coast and didn't stop anywhere. It was just a ride, basically, to Nome, Alaska. And then you got off the ship. Mm-hmm. And you spent a week in Nome gold mining. I thought about doing that once.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine it'd take you weeks by the time you get over to Washington and they get on the boat.
Yeah, and they don't. Their airport, it's like dumb to fly there because you're, the last leg of the trip is on a freaking airplane that's duct taped together.
Nope. Oh, God. No.
So, I don't really want to fly there.
So the lawyer on the campground, this is what's the ongoing thing from him sending the letters?
Yes, because
the process and they didn't answer the door or answer the thing, so then he had to contact the sheriff.
So he got noticed already?
Yes.
Yep. Tag notice. I didn't print it out, but today he sent me basically saying that they got the tag order or whatever, and they placed it, and that they had until the 21st to respond. If they don't respond by the 21st, then they'll ask for a default judgment. So the lawyer will contact me, and he said either the 21st or the next day or whatever to fill me in.
So then he'll have to. Did the $1,000 fine go on in the police? Not yet.
That's what you're asking the court for. Yeah. So until there's a judgment, there's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have become a lawyer, I guess. I obviously don't charge enough.
I'm not going to sign that one with my name on there.
Yeah, fix the motors, fix the guy's motorcycle over the weekend.
Side business. The IRS would really be after you.
Yeah. They aren't really after me. It's just like, well, all of a sudden it's like, you get a refund, get a refund, get a refund, get a refund. And it's like, oh, well, you owe because of this other, some stupid calculation. Biden's fault. Trump's fault. Somebody's fault.
You said you're up next year, which is
27. Ricky's up in March.
So you're up next year?
Then I'm up the next year.
So you were up last year.
I was not. Butch was up last March.
No.
Who was up this year?
No, Butch was up this year.
Butch was up this year.
You were up last year.
I was up last year. So this is year.
Well, last year was 25, which means you started in 22.
Sounds right. That's still quite doable. Right.
Well, I mean, Butch claims you will too.
Yeah.
Now we find out all kinds of people wanted it, and we're waiting to be nominated.
You're not going anywhere.
So.
Cut it out.
I wish some people would step up and want to work.
Yeah.
You falling your head today?
Huh? I said I wish.
Okay, all right.
So we're
I can wish you one hand and just
the other. Yeah, right.
Yeah. See which one gets over.
But I think you'll probably guess which one goes up first.
Yeah, so we, you know Wyeth? You ever heard of Wyeth?
No.
Wyeth Manufacturing over in Georgia.
They formula or something?
They make baby food.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new company. Wyeth used to be there. And then this new company bought them out. And I can't remember the name of the new company, but they just closed.
They did?
Yeah. They folded the whole place. Done. Closed up. So right now we are angling for those technicians, you know. They came out of there, their maintenance tech or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we've got a few of them interviewing. We had one guy interviewed real well, smart guy, knew his business, knew what to do. And HR was like, well, we got to do this and this. They dipped around 2 days, he had another job. So you make an offer to these guys. If you think you want to make an offer to these guys, you got to make it when they're walking out the door from the interview, like right now.
Yeah,
you're
like call
gonna,
immediately and be like.
You're not going to get them because there's
so many tech jobs open right now.
You want to be a maintenance tech?
No.
There's jobs everywhere.
I don't.
Right?
Some of the places will. I'll tell you what, you do a better job than a lot of people we got working here. I do a lot of babysitting in the daytime. You know, I have my projects, and then the next thing you know, somebody's over there, hey, you know, can you look at this? And you get over there, it's like, we got to turn it on, boys. That's awful. No, I spent like 2 hours on this guy's motorcycle, changed oil, adjusted the valves, checked it all out, got the front brakes, been storage for 2 years, got the front brakes unlocked, rolling down the road and all that stuff, got them all squared away. Said, well, you know, that's $75 then.
He almost had a heart attack?
He did.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? You know how much they get to the dealer? The dealer down in Wilkins,
down
here. $150 an hour.
How much?
$150.
Yep.
An hour.
Yep.
So I think we've signed all the orders, boy. Now we're reviewing minutes.
I didn't see anything when I read it, but
I'm going to be quite frank.
Yeah, truth, I'm reading to it real quick
okay,
right now.
Right.
I didn't read it. I love it. The cow that was loose is now.
Yeah, this home.
Yeah, that is a Vermont.
Minutes.
What else was I supposed to say?
That's perfect. I love it. You should print that in the nuisances. Have you seen the, while we're reviewing these minutes, have you seen the like town of Johnson posting their agendas?
On Facebook, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook Front Porch Forum people.
Why would you do that?
Because they want people to come.
What?
They want people to come to their select board meetings.
Okay.
Please don't. I want to go home at night.
We don't have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
And
the town shouldn't be in Facebook, Twitter, running a campground, doing anything but the township. Nothing but the township. That's it. It's all a town should be doing. Shouldn't be generating electricity. Shouldn't be doing Morrisville Water and Light. Should not exist. The town should be doing township. That's it. But, you know.
We're like one of the only towns that don't have a Facebook if you actually look.
What's that?
We're like, around here, we're like the only town that doesn't have a Facebook. It's kind of funny.
Number one. We're number one rated in that way, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
Because I keep, like, Johnson.
That's because we don't talk with forked tongue here. We just let it all run right out.
Right.
Because Johnson.
True.
Yeah. True. Johnson, High Park, Morrisville. I've been seeing like all
their agenda.
They post random stuff like right now. I haven't seen one. I haven't seen Belvedere.
Belvedere, Waterville.
Those are like the only three I haven't seen.
They
Cambridge.
Might not even have a computer over
Belvedere
there.
Might be a little behind us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's like, and then I see their agenda. Like 15 minutes for this, 5 minutes for this.
I do think
minutes.
We need to do that. Keep you guys in line.
What's that?
Put time.
This should take about 15 minutes. This should take
That's
about
what
10
Tim
minutes.
Said he's got me for.
That's what I got booked for.
I thought about getting one of those little hourglass things, but it only lasts 5 to 10 minutes, and then I'll time up.
If we had a lot of citizen input or whatever, stuff like that, then I don't disagree with you at all. But it's just us. If we want to hurry up and get through this, we can. And if we're fiddling around, we don't. But if we've got like five people waiting to speak their piece about something that's controversial,
I think what I'll do is I'll just get
the timer
of buzzer.
Right out here.
I'm not Tim. I'm going to get a bunch of buzzers. So.
There you go. No. It's a little egg cooker.
I was going to say.
3 minute egg, 5 minute egg.
No, we'll get him a little zapper.
All right, so what's your pleasure on that? I read
I'm fine with
see anything. All right, so.
Accept the minutes as written, excuse me, for 4:28 and 5:05.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are accepted. Good job. We've got
one overweight
permit.
I'll make a motion to approve the town's back.
You know who it is?
No.
Trevor Bidwell.
All hooks and services.
All hooks and services. Got one little truck.
He asked about going onto the roads, and I said, you got your overweight permits? What do I need overweight permits?
Because you're overweight.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Yeah, aye.
So we're good.
Oh, do you want your stamp? I didn't put that out there.
You got to stamp it.
What's the date?
Today is the 12th.
Look at that. The town specs. There you go. You can do that.
Sticking.
That was easy. Other?
Okay, I got the broom coming Monday from Fink. I checked with another one. They told me to stay away from it.
Is that the guy that you... That
no, I didn't get a hold of Jeff.
Okay, no, I didn't know if that's the guy you came with. Same guy.
Different one.
Yep.
And they said it was bought at an auction, and there's been...
We got one of those.
So we got one of those down there. So... Bink's gonna have. We're supposed to be able to pick it up Monday morning, so all week next week we've been scraping the roads, and Ryan's been grading. They didn't get back to me on an aftermarket bucket, but is it all right to go and get that other bucket for that loader, the one he gave us a price on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much was that one? Do you remember? Right now?
10. Was it 10?
Yeah.
10.6.
Yeah.
That's not horrible considering the price.
And we're gonna decide to keep the other bucket for now.
Yeah, we keep the other bucket.
That's what I'm saying. We decided to keep it because it wasn't worth anything to sell or anything.
No,
anyway.
No, they wouldn't take it.
They might take $250.
It's pretty thin right now. It's like what do they call one in flower thing there.
Oh, shifter?
Sifter,
yeah.
You go up through and you scrape it around, you pick it up, and the sand runs right out the bottom of the bucket.
That's right.
But you thought something that you guys in the winter or something where you would be able to, you guys might be able to weld in a patch yourselves instead of having to put a lot of money into it.
Take that bucket and weld a big old chunk of crusher screen at the bottom, and you can screen your own grass.
Yeah, there you go. I'd like to make something on there so we could go along and, like, cleaning these shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
That would...
Pull it,
lay down, and you go along, and
bring
and then dump it up into your bucket.
Yeah, kind of like a something like with them brush cutters.
Yeah,
hang out over the bank a little bit, but for dirt.
Yeah,
same idea, right?
But it'll be there. But
yeah,
use it if you're working in the ledge or something like that. Use the old one. And
they have that in stock, or they got to order that out.
I got to call the guy back.
Now, if your pinholes and stuff on the loader are watered out too much, you'll have to get those pushed, right?
The pin that's got a quick attach, a little slide out, all you got to do is change the pins.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because you know what I was thinking,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The old one.
You may have to have the top part where you pick it,
yeah.
Where it's heated in, may have to build that
build
up.
Build it up. But it's not like the old ones.
So you just build that weld and you grind it off anyway, yeah. Make it harder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like the old ones where you drive the pin out, take the bucket off, and then holes all along like that.
No. No.
Okay, good.
No, I mean, it's a quick attach thing, so you push the button, pins slide in, you just let the bucket off, then you go into the fork, you pick it up. Yeah.
Nice. I did not know that.
And it's quick attach. And I was looking at our budget status sheet. I don't know if I brought it with me. It looks like we have a little bit of money left in there for sand. I didn't know if I should draw a little bit of sand on last year's.
I believe that what you ever you think you have in there and you want
to use up the winter road budget far as buying sand. I think there's about $8,000 left in there. Wasn't there?
Oh, that's good. I'll bring a few more
holes.
I'll be sorry. I thought I printed one for me, but I didn't.
I thought I had it with me, but I left it.
That coming from Harvey's?
No, that comes out of Salvas.
Oh, Salvas.
Road sand. I don't know if their price went up this year or not.
I gave you a price sheet.
That sounds, you know, reasonable.
I didn't know if the can town's price was different.
Price only going to go up next year.
Well, I got it from the...
Yeah, but usually they give us a... Because we buy so much, they give us a... I'll call down and talk to Adam to see what the town's price is.
That makes sense. When you're, and then you'll have that. You got plenty of room for it down there anyway.
Vic's available to start hauling, so I'm going to strip that new truck down. And
winter sand, you actually have almost 11.
Yeah, but I was just overall on the budget.
Total?
I think that there's around 8,000 left. I looked real quick.
Just for winter or your entire?
Just for winter. Just the winter.
Around
8.
Yeah, around 8. Almost exactly.
Which one?
Yeah, they're very good, dude.
Which one is it then?
It'd be road sand. Last year, I think we were walking
without
out.
Salt.
Were we $9.75 last year?
Much appreciated.
The yard.
I can look.
Without salt.
Without salt is $11.50. It says this year.
I'm gonna have to call and ask them then.
Cause it was cheaper. Cause I don't. It was. I think
we
10
were like
something.
$9.50 last year.
Yeah.
Not $9.50. $9.75 or $10. Last year.
Let me look in AP here.
Well, I figured we got a little bit. I can put Vic on to Holland. I'll keep his labor on summer roads because we just switched over this last week to summer roads.
Yeah.
We've been grading anyway, so I just thought we'd use our winter road budget, but it looks like we got a lot of money left in labor for summer roads.
Might as well use that for. Have him haul his sand, right? I mean, it all comes out of the same place.
We're trying to just work the budget in.
Huh? How's the road, East Hill and stuff? It looks like the North Road pretty good and everything now? Or?
East Hill had a few little soft spots in it, and we graded them. He graded it yesterday.
So we'll hold off till the 15th?
Whatever you'd like. It's all right.
I'm just saying, because it's the 15th, right?
Yeah.
I think it says the 15th.
That's 2 days. I think we can pull them on Friday and then
pull
them
out.
Last week, though, we had a log truck up there loaded right at the top of the stake with a hemlock.
Wow.
And Ryan was grading the road.
That's heavy.
Yep. Didn't know they were posted. He said, Craftberry didn't post theirs.
What do you mean?
I said, do you see the weight limit at the end of the road?
Wow. It's 24,000.
I said, all roads are posted to 24, and then the towns, you've got to get an overweight permit. Why agriculture? You're hauling logs. How can you be agriculture?
Yeah, I realized when he just said that, I was like, nope.
I thought about it once, after that.
I don't know. Maybe you had a triangle on the back of it.
No.
That's an ag plate.
No, I put a note. I just put a sticky note over here for myself to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, but I will tell you. Those plates come with weight.
Did they take the sides down yet?
60,000.
For the lower end.
I got one for my dump truck. Because I got three farms.
Yeah.
And it's 19,900. And it's only good to 19.9. Right?
That's what I got after the taxes. You put your
well,
I wouldn't be complaining.
The lady and I, when I registered it, the lady said, you know, you can't go more than 50 miles from home with that. I said, okay.
150, ain't it?
I don't know. But,
they carry.
We paid 10 at the end. Well, the last invoice was 10.
But when I registered it, there's a thing on there, and you register it for how much. I could have registered it for 100,000 if I wanted to pay $600-$700, you know?
Yeah.
It might have been for 19,999, just under 20. You're well under the CDL, you're well under all the stuff. It was, I'd say it was $180 a year, like that.
I'll switch you. You want to register my
job? No, I don't, because I know it's fucking horrible. But you know, that's what he's, if he's trying to pull that son off of that log truck, he still has to be registered for the GVWR of that vehicle. So I registered over what mine would weigh, rated with my trailer and my truck.
Yeah.
Right?
The trailer can go over the weight of your truck. Right.
So my trailer is a 7,000 pound trailer.
Yeah.
And my truck is whatever it was. It's a 3/4 ton or yeah. 1 ton.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. So the GVW that adds up maybe like 15. So I registered for 19,999. So if a cop pulled me over, it should be okay. As long as I don't weigh more than that. And I, the biggest load I ever had, it came from on there, was 19,900 in the 80s. If I'd picked up a hitchhiker, I'd have trouble.
What about the excavator? Did you, you're still working on brushing, getting that brush rig this year, or you're waiting, or what did you decide?
I'm trying to figure out time-wise of being able to use it.
Well, that's
for the month.
Yeah,
I can do one for the week or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Cause
I got to try to find some help with what we got to try to do.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you know, you're trying to get down to do your own thing down here too. So I just wondered, you talked about it last week and then you were worried about the month. We don't, but I think we decided if you didn't get it this year, we did have to wait till next year.
Because
you've got a lot
maybe,
of them.
Maybe we can wait till fall too, where we're at. Fall's a good time to do it too once we
get off. Yeah, see what you're mowing.
Yeah.
If we would have had the third guy, we could have had a guy in it 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to rent the machine.
Yeah.
Because I talked to Fink Equipment where we rented it last time. It was like $9,400 and then a cost of $600 and something. Sorry. You're looking at $10,000 for the month.
Is that like a brush hoggy one or is that one of the roller ones?
The roller one. It's got the chisel teeth about that wide on it.
Yeah.
When it comes out, it's bark mulch.
Bark mulch, yeah. I like those. Those are cool.
That's good then. So don't take the pressure on decide. So you don't have to really. If it don't work out, it don't work out. You just have to pin it for fall.
Right now, my goal was right now, I'm trying to get things up on North Road all set.
For the
blacktop. I want to get that done here by the end of this month. I want to make sure that we go through and deberm a lot of that road.
Yeah.
And we got one culprit that's plugged right there above Alden Adams. Harold Morse is going to come in. He's got a back trailer.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to suck that stuff out, wash it out, and then come in and back it out. And then
is it covered okay or just parked?
I don't know.
Okay.
So instead of going up and digging it up, may have to just dig it up.
To get the vacuum in, you'll know if it's flat.
You'll find it. Yeah. There's another one above there that's real deep. It's concrete. It looks to be in pretty decent shape. And no water runs through it. It's one of those dry culverts.
Yeah.
But it's there, and it looks good.
Takes the overflow if there's anything in there or whatever.
Yeah.
It's got a dead something plugging it.
No.
It's just there. When it rains, a little water
may go through it. It just runs from, it's all gravel right there. Just right above Menosh's pit.
Yeah. Runs right in the ground.
Yeah, before you get to Valley View Road.
Oh, yeah, right there.
There's a big hole in the ground right there. The culvert's real deep.
Probably fine.
Yeah. Is that frost, is it worth it or anything like that?
No, it's way lower.
With all that rain we had the other day, there ain't a drop of water around there anywhere.
Yeah, well, I read that even though with all this rain, we're still in drought conditions.
We're not up here, but down
south. We're not up here. I don't know. I just saw it. They were complaining that there's no water in the ground, blah, blah, blah.
Let me tell you what. I run the compactor around that tank out there just so we didn't have a bunch of settling. and the stuff we dug out, that compactor, I had to pull it around. It didn't.
It was sucking.
It sat there, and it just sat there, and the water would come right up around it.
There's plenty of water.
And when we did that on a dry day, too. Yeah. Other than flushing the toilet, we did that. That was the only water in the hall.
It wasn't me.
Oops. All right. So we don't have any additions and deletions that I'm aware of. Grant update.
Did we have an addition at the last meeting?
No. Don't believe it.
I thought we did.
We had one that we had to ratify for the meeting before.
No. Well,
we had an addition.
Oh, we did. It was the road posting.
We pulled the posting.
It was.
Was that the last meeting or the? Although 2 week ago meeting.
It was 2 weeks ago meeting.
Because see, we've had a meeting 2 weeks ago. We had a meeting
last week. It wouldn't be last meeting, but our last scheduled meeting.
It was the last scheduled meeting.
There should have been a ratification from that.
Hold on. Checking the minutes.
Well,
that was April what, 27th? Is that what that
28th.
Was?
28th,
yeah.
Yeah, April 28th.
I got it right here. Oh, wait for a minute.
Addition, road posting resolution.
C, road resolution.
Yep.
I don't see.
No.
It's here in the beginning. Additions and deletions.
Yeah.
So it's in the previous minutes, didn't make it in the agenda, but we are going to ratify that addition of road posting resolution under 9C for the April 28th. I guess that's me making a motion that we're going to do that.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Both. So we ratified that addition and deletion. Good job catching that.
Yeah.
We've all been right in prison for missing out.
That could have been terrible.
That could have been awful. Yeah. So we got Mary a bid for Mary Dusso. I believe it's for the
engineering. Yep.
From Mitchie.
So that's it. Two people asked for the stuff, but only one sent in.
These guys are the only ones that bid. And I just opened the sealed envelope. $20,850.
Just for the engineering.
Just for the engineering.
And it's all
itemized.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to go ahead and. Now, we're applying for that grant, correct?
No, we have that grant. That grant was, we received that grant.
And how much is that for?
Hold, please. Mary Dusso Engineering. Project cost $19,300 is what we got.
All right, I'll make a motion to go ahead and...
$17,370.
I'll make a motion to hire Mitchie Thorpe to do the engineering.
Right.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? So we're going to have them do the engineering as stated in quote number 2515670.
And the grant's going to pay for $17,000 of it. Yeah. Well, not all that much. The grant was for
The grant was for 17.
And what's it, 25% we got to pay?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
So.
No, but they'll pay us 17. 25% is the balance, right? $3,000 or $4,000 over the top of the 17.
No, we'll have to do.
We have to do that.
The grant was for 17. We got to take 25% off that.
Right.
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our part.
Our part is 25% for that grant.
So bring down my 14.
You need to negotiate.
Yeah. Still, engineering will be done for Mary Dupre.
Right. And then if something happens, one of them pipes or whatever, then we don't.
So you won't need to do any more engineering on structures. You'll have two of them that are all done.
Down here?
You got
Bladeville Road.
Yep, one on Bladeville, and now Mary Dusso. So right. You're should be pretty well geared up. So
if something happens,
floods this year, and the engineering will be done, you're all set to go. You could, instead of fooling around fixing that, you could drop a thing in, FEMA will help take care of it.
And that's just about it, as far as those in there, because everything is down by your house and that back up through there.
You got the one by my folks, which is in really good shape.
Yeah.
That's a large structure.
And the other one down by White, end of White Road?
That bridge.
Yep, that bridge would be.
Most of that stuff's all.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to figure out roughly, because we've done quite a few since I've been.
Yeah,
as far as overall town,
yeah. we've been well, in the last 20 years we've replaced a lot of large structures
in there too.
Yeah,
$400,000.
So this thing says that Melissa's supposed to sign this. True.
The audit.
Yeah, okay. No, the...
What? Oh, I don't know.
This quote from Mitzi to accept it, it says Melissa Wickham.
Well, so she's responsible.
Worst part is, I'm the one who asked for it.
That's all right.
I mean, I don't care.
She's the clerk.
I think you have to make a motion for me to sign it.
I'll make a motion to have Melissa sign it.
All in favor?
Aye.
There you go. Opposed?
Her name's on it.
See how easy that was?
Melissa's going to sign this because that's who Mitzi Corp...
Because she signs a check.
she signs
the one who's going to sign it. They want to make sure they're going to pay. Tim Bowler don't write my check.
Right.
Who's that guy? I don't know.
Okay. You got any other grant up there?
Yes. We did get denied for the structures grant for Blakeville. Other than that, I haven't heard on any other ones.
Okay. And that was for that bridge.
Yep. That was for the bridge that we already did the engineering on. Yep.
Yeah. Well, we keep applying.
Their comment was... Apply again next year.
Yeah.
So on the grants, on the stuff that we got going on for the summer, could you make me a list of it
Absolutely.
With the deadline dates?
Absolutely.
The deadline dates are crucial for me as far as trying to get things scheduled in.
The only one...
White Road.
Well, that and... I don't know... You will have to talk with Alec about the project for MRGP. The one that he applied for that we got, but it doesn't give us a project yet that he normally picks with you in the spring.
I haven't picked one. He called me and asked.
Oh, okay. So you just got to pick that one and then that one's due.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but like I told him, we got so much these projects that we can't get to all of them all at the same time.
Yeah, I understand that.
They give you a little bit of money and it barely pays for the culverts.
Yeah.
And then
you got another $10,000 on top of that.
In reality, the only ones that are actually due in 2026 are White Road and then that one. The rest of them are all due in 2027.
You've got your paving grant.
The paving is due in 2027.
Yeah.
The Mary Duso is due in 2027. And then the only other one is the road inventory that is due in 2027.
So we got White Road, the culverts up through.
Yep. That one's due.
That's Better Back Roads.
Better Back Roads. That's due September 30th, 2026.
September what?
30th.
Okay.
And then the MRGP one is also due the 30th of September.
We have one for that this year?
Yes, we have 15. A grant awarded amount was $15,000.
That's one for a Pawnee too?
No, that's MRGP. That's the project that you haven't picked out yet with Alec.
Oh, okay.
And then the other stuff isn't due until 2027, but I'll make you a new list and give it to you.
Yep. All I need is stuff for... The paving will be done this year.
And I think it sounded like when I talked to Chad that the engineering would be done this year, too.
Any more on your playground?
I haven't got any, I got to email those people.
Okay, just wondering to go to render grants and that.
Yeah. No one's reached out about sending us in no one's reached out for the RFP, but I think that didn't go out until just barely.
That's fine. I just wondered. That's all.
Yeah.
We were on there.
And I was going to email it to the people that sent us the stuff today, tomorrow.
Tim tried to keep me on track, I got off track, and he scolded me.
That's all right.
Well, I said I got off track, but so I was doing the grant stuff. Just wondering about the playground, and she hasn't got anything back yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have until next meeting on that one. That's when the proposals are supposed to be due.
Okay.
All right. So, outside audit information. What does that mean? I don't have any papers associated.
They gave us a little pamphlet.
I didn't. So I ran that's the fraud thing that she emailed you. The giant
the
thing.
The fraud.
And what did you think?
Yeah, I read that, and I still don't get it.
I read it all through in there, and it sounded like
did you read the whole thing.
What?
Just that no, piece? They what? Just. I just gave them that little
read
piece.
The whole thing through.
You don't have the whole thing.
Is there something we have to do different? On what we're
they
doing.
They are recommending some more policies.
Right.
It
said that the campground was one of them, right? Was into there. We were handling the money on there. They would,
well, we kind of already knew that.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know what the solution would be
to
that. Because there's no way for you to know whether they're really giving us all of the money that they collect. But I don't know. The only thing you could really do is do some kind of POS system, but you're still having to trust that they're putting everything into the system.
Yeah.
So I don't think that really solves anything.
Yeah, auditors have to find something. That's their job.
Yes. Yes. So.
So if that's all they found, I read it through. I didn't see that they found anything that was.
No, I know. I think it turned out really well. They're probably. I'll look through it again. I did read it, but there was a lot there, obviously.
But I don't understand.
There might be. I don't think we need a ton of policies. There's probably a few things we should put in place.
I know there was a question on me with the paperwork as far as.
But I don't think there was
everything was
I think
all
they
good.
They have to report that. They have to say that we are aware that the business does work for the town, blah, blah, blah. I think they have to put it in there so that the town's aware of the select board.
And they're doing their job, though. That's what we're paying them. What, exactly. $20,000, whatever it was.
I don't know. I don't know. I know, but bills coming.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, whatever it is in there,
they were very thorough. I did not see anything in there that even me, I could, with Melissa's help, even I could like figure out how to defend anything they put in there.
It was very easily.
Any question, there's nothing in there where, oh, shit. What are we doing?
No, I think it was very...
No, I didn't give them the giant packet.
That giant package was a brutal thing to send to me, just so you know.
She sent it to you.
I know she did. You should have seen
it. You think...
She knows you like to read.
It's page after page after page.
I didn't understand half of it, so...
Legalese.
I didn't understand. I'm like, that's talking...
How many pages?
The thing is...
Like 30.
It was a lot. It might have been 40.
Yes, we're running 40. A multi-million dollar business here. Basically, this is what it is.
48, that particular one.
48 fucking pages.
For the financial piece of it.
But, you know, this is a multi-million dollar company. And with the paperwork she's doing, you can go in there and you can find where everything is being spent.
That's one thing.
Now, if the town was running in a deficit all the time, then we got to go, not to you, you got to go to the people who are running you into the deficit. Look, you can't keep overspending here, or where's this money going?
And
you're on top of that. Well, you know, you ask where the money's
going. We're small enough so we can keep track of it.
Well, and I think even though it was a little difficult because I was in transition of the chart of accounts while they were doing this. So I sent them old numbers.
Yeah.
But then in the end, I sent them, once I moved everything over, I sent them a new one with the new stuff, and we had conversations, and they can clearly see that some of the stuff that they would have said, hey, you need to, they can already see it's already done.
It just wasn't
done at the end of that year that they audited.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got out of them.
Right, they can see that I've split a lot of it because things are combined that shouldn't be. One thing they did mention, which I'm not really sure how much we can do about, is the journal entries. So, like,
what were they talking about in that
year? Journal entries are adjustments in the account.
Right, but you had gone through and got everything all I thought and got it situated.
Yes, but what they're saying is that they would like to see some kind of system. If you were in a bigger town, a lot of towns have offices full of people. So I might say, hey, we need to move this from here to here, but somebody else does the entry. Somebody else approves it. Either the select board or a finance director says, yes, I agree, this is a legitimate transaction.
Yeah.
We don't have any people to do that.
Yeah.
Other than I mentioned maybe to Leslie that when they do their monthly stuff, maybe you go through and at least sign off on these journal entries saying these are legitimate, I agree, whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing we can really do because there's no more people in here besides me and Molly.
Right.
And that's what your auditor
Well, there's nothing that says what they're supposed to be doing.
If they're
supposed to look for holes.
Exactly.
This could be a hole.
Make sure things are
clearly
legitimate.
Well, the way the books are kept here, it's not a hole, but it could be a hole.
Right.
That's what they're trying to tell us.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden we get staff of 10 in here, well, now all of a sudden there's a hole there where over 10 years you could be missing $500.
Right. So that's.
You think 10 people would come to work?
No.
Okay.
That's really the only deficiency that they know.
Exactly. And it was only recommendations.
There was no blatant anything in there that you can't explain or
And they didn't have a whole bunch of astracles beside you saying, yeah, pointing to this, yeah, this, holy this shit. You got a problem.
You got a Somali. Holy mackerel, you got a Somali gate here on a federal hole. And,
So yeah, other than that, some policies. They mentioned a fraud risk assessment. It probably would be a good thing to do. I'm just not sure what it is. So that's something I have to try to figure out exactly.
Probably
what
something
talking
that
about.
They would happily do for a price.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, they like to see policies.
Do you see today?
Yeah, but the policies. We go through and we keep changing them. How many policies do we really need for all small town things?
Yes.
That's the thing. We're a small town, so you can get away with not having all these policies. But if you were a big town, there's no way you'd be able to operate without them.
At Lakewood, we've changed policies and added. I don't know how many times did we go on that one there.
One thing that I did. So they did ask about an interest allocation policy.
I see that.
I don't know if you need an actual policy, but we really should have something in place so that we know. Or I could disappear tomorrow. You want the next person to know this is how we do things. This is where we're putting the interest. Because right now it kind of depends. Oh, this account gets their own interest. Yeah. This one doesn't.
And then it says at the cemetery right?
They want me to put the cemetery into the general fund bank account, which I had already. I have a list of accounts I want to get rid of. Yeah. I did eliminate some of bank accounts already. So they can see that. There's some more that I'm just not sure. There's certain accounts that have to be separate, like trust accounts. So the working cemetery checkbook I thought I could probably get rid of, but I wasn't sure. But the perpetual would have to stay in its own. Yeah. So they're confirming that, yes, I can get rid of the cemetery working checkbook.
I read that in there.
And then it just becomes a town check.
Right.
Reported to the cemetery in the books.
It's tracked.
So what that
does,
that's
why.
It's not separate.
Right now I got rid of a few. We probably still have 14 bank accounts. That's
way too many.
That's a lot of reconciling. That's a lot of room for error. That's a lot of room for fraud. They don't want to see that. They want you to just have a couple. So I am in the process. I'm going to get rid of some more.
Plus there's fees associated with them.
We don't pay fees.
We don't pay fees to the bank.
No.
And that's where the thing is, we have it, well, that's because of the CD, the money the town has. It's in different areas in here. I can see. But saying to consolidate would help make things a lot easier for everybody because it would be, you could have it up on there and there were like four or six of them instead of 14 of them.
Right.
You know. It just.
Well, you don't
in
have,
the journal.
You don't have
it's not
that,
necessary
so.
To have all those bank accounts because that's the whole point of this accounting system. It keeps it separate for you. You don't need all of them.
Yeah.
So unless it's legally required, which there are just a few that are legally required, the rest of them can go away.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit at a time.
I
haven't got there yet. I have gotten rid of a few of them, but.
So,
was it
one.
Them that mentioned the fund balance policy, or was that?
Yeah, I think they might have. And then the budgeting for interest. They think that maybe we want to think about saying, okay, we plan on getting this much interest.
I don't know how you do that.
How
into
do you
there
do that when you don't want the interest?
When I read that, when I'm saying, well, how do they know where we go in here? Because let's say that we end up having, as you go in here, that we end up deciding that this in here that we do want to take some because we're short 50. So that that would have gained your interest if you take it out now.
Exactly.
If you were going for your fiscal year for next year, you know what I mean? You'd be in there.
And the thing is, you don't know how much.
Yeah.
Taxes are coming in. You may have to dive into some of that to offset the delinquent taxes that are coming in.
There's too many variables on that one.
And
see
because some of it you're not putting back into the general fund, so you wouldn't.
It's hard enough budgeting for expenses that you kind of know.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing about budgeting for income that
so
might show up.
I mean, if we continue to make $20,000-$30,000 a year in interest, then maybe you want to think about that. But I think that the interest rates were high for a little while. That was kind of a fluke, and I don't.
But every year we go to the townspeople and say, "What do you want to do with this interest, anyways?"
Right.
So I don't need to budget it.
And you've changed that now, so there's an item that stays in it, so it's showing right up the way it is. You know,
right.
The interest is on there, the way that they changed it, how they take it off from the grand list anyway, right? We changed that so that the interest comes off.
Speaking of the grand list, the next thing, whoever it is wants an extension of another 30 days.
His name is Russ.
That's the company. Almost got us all done. 30 days.
I think he asks for an extension every year. I think just to be safe, so he's not in a rush. Because obviously out here you can barely get out.
Is he moved from up on from this end? Is he migrating this way?
He I think right now he's been doing like the main stretches and the stuff that he knew that people were working on last year. He's trying to hit those new buildings so he can include them.
But that's not the reappraisal.
No. This is just what's out there now.
It's not what's been existing, but Brandon Shoulder's building a new house. So he's going to see the progress on that because whatever was done by April 1st gets to be added to the grid.
Right.
So he's getting those kinds of things.
The tree warding house over there on 118.
Right. Anything that is in progress kind of thing. So the extension is. You can't get out here until May.
This time of the year is actually good to go out and see because you can see things that are out in the driving down the road. You can see places that are out there that you haven't seen before if you're paying attention.
Mm-hmm. I was over at Ed's Barn looking across the valley. Whose place is that halfway up the mountain over there?
Off Cooper Hill?
Way up.
Yeah.
Whose is that?
Nick and Abby Boren.
You can see that?
Nick Allen's.
That is way
And then
up
you
there.
Got Dana Boren's house.
What, do they have a sugar house up there?
No. Oh, you're seeing way up.
I think
that's Scott Combs.
Combs, yeah. He burnt, sugar house burnt.
Yeah.
But he's halfway up. He's
out
in there.
Well, and it's not even Scott Combs anymore.
Anyways, I could see that. I'm like, holy crap.
I can see that light from my house.
This is daytime. I saw the house there. I'm like, who on earth?
He has our appraisal anyway. It goes into 27 now, right?
So we got
another whole.
And
this
still,
is just for.
He's still working on that.
But I'm just saying we extended that, right? Got it into 27.
Yeah,
it's going to be done.
There's
this
a whole
summer,
bunch of noise down at the state house about statewide reappraisals. Now they're talking about they've already passed it. So get ready. Statewide reappraisal every 3 years. Everything has to be reappraised.
Are you sure?
It takes 3 years. That's what
when
they
did
say.
That start?
That's what they're doing right now.
Problem is down there in Montpelier and in Washington.
We didn't even start.
We need they can't get along to they get there and they bicker over stuff all summer long and they don't mount to nothing. We just will send them home for a few years and say
when you
think you want to go to work, we'll bring you back. If you're going to sit here and bicker all the time, we're not going to pay you to go be here.
Well, they definitely.
I mean, they've already started. They're trying to redraw districting lines and everything else.
Oh,
we're going to end up in the war right in this country before we're done.
Be careful.
Revolution.
They're pissing people off, I can tell you that.
The Democrats ain't getting the votes that they want. Now they want to draw new lines.
Right, but anyways, I won't get into that. Republicans ain't no better.
They're all the same.
Wait, did they need a motion to sign the...
We need a motion to sign the extension request.
I don't know if I really want to give him one, but yeah, go ahead. I'll make the motion. If he'd work more than half a day a week, he should be able to get it done.
That's what he's contracted for.
Half a day?
Well, he's contracted for a whole day, I think, but he does do work at home on the computer.
Yeah, so I'll second Ricky's...
30 days?
Beleaguered motion. For a 30-day grand list extension request. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah, he has some bone in the call.
He'll answer if
he's here.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying he answered one day.
Yeah. Well, and his helper hasn't been able to help him, so he's on his own at the moment.
Contract for service.
He needed help. Like, well, help.
That's for Kyle McNeil.
Kyle McNeil, yeah.
For mowing.
Long
year. Yeah.
Same as last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already discussed it. This is just the actual contract.
Yeah, and the $800.
$600.
Make a motion to go ahead and sign contract for Kyle McNeil for mowing of the town clerk's office.
So, seconded.
Same as last year.
Aye.
Opposed.
Ayes have it. So we've signed the contract with Long Mode. I'm certainly glad that cow found its way home.
Yeah. Took a week.
He's gone for 2 weeks.
All right, so we've already made this decision and all that, but we got to sign a new contract for the beach manager. Doc, do we all sign this or just me? No, everybody.
Also, Pam did say that John is going to help her out. I told Pam, because you guys have talked about it, that she could split the money with Jonna. Jonna will just be an employee that they've hired.
That's just me. So we've already decided we're signing these because we've already made the offer. So.
So
So I did just tell Pam that she's the official manager, but if she wants to take Donna to do some of the work, she can.
Right, she's the responsible party.
Right.
She's the one we're contracted with.
Yep.
So they didn't do it as a call?
No, they are.
Yeah, that's cool.
I just did them both as manager.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
We went up yesterday and put the docks in. One of the docks, the wheel, one wheel bad on it. Has to be repaired before it goes in. Was there a list of stuff that needed to be done from the beach managers up there for last year? I walked around there a little bit yesterday. We're gonna need some bark mulch because the playground area. I don't know if we can buy it up to Peons, just go up with a town truck and get a load of it and then put it back up in there and put it in. I'd have to check with the Peons to see if they have some for playground stuff. Because it has to be a certain thing.
You don't want to overfill it just because remember we're digging it up, but hopefully in the
Well, they should be able to save it.
Oh. Well,
all you gotta do is when you're doing it, just drag it back.
We are prepping the site, so
we're prepping the site
so we can save it.
So, I noticed they needed the bark mulch for that, and then that thing for the dock. The only thing that
the wheel
for the dock.
Is that metal?
Yeah, they're metal wheels.
With metal spokes and everything?
Yeah.
Where do you get them?
I don't know. Melissa was going to check with Bert to see if he had some. Bert Tinney.
Oh, he might have.
You don't know
where you're going to get that is to see if the center's still good. You have to have either jewel bowl or somebody put a flat piece of steel, right?
Yeah.
And put the spokes in there and use the center core, right?
Yeah, or banded right over. It's so rusted that.
It's just a banding though, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying, is the rod seeming pretty good?
Yeah, the rod going through the center. It's just...
Yeah, but it's spokes up right bottom.
Yeah.
Are they good or they got to be replaced?
They look like they're all right. The bottom part might be one.
Well, I'm just saying, if it was any able, we could lift that up and get it off at Leo's or somebody could probably pick out a roller thing, you know what I mean?
It costs you more than buying a car tire for it. Air wheels.
Oh, okay.
Have Leo touch that. No offense, Leo, but they're expensive.
You might be able to just take and make one of
If you could,
old rim.
If you could, an old car rim or something. If you could find an old
3 feet high, aren't they?
Old fashioned hay rake or whatever. Yeah. Everybody and his brother put their docks on the wheels there for when they were getting doing away with those old fashioned rakes.
Bruce got one over there on the farm.
And what's the deal with the Airbnb stuff?
Oh.
We're up there yesterday and the Airbnb people are sending people over because they can come down and use the beach and the playgrounds.
Well, only if they pay to get in.
Well, that's what I would think. But these people are from out of state.
No, they're
they
not.
They need to take that up with their Airbnb host because they can if they want to.
We were there yesterday and Melissa's. I said, well, you got your first customer. She went over there and she said, we want to play on the playground. And she said, well, the beach officially isn't open. This is my first day here. We haven't got the bathrooms organized. We haven't got any of the playground equipment inspected. So she says, and then I guess he came back again after I left.
And he came back, they came back again this morning.
And they went back and called their people and they said, well, they can use that whenever they want to.
Not if it's closed, it can't.
Number one, it's closed. Number two.
So it's not the Airbnb's people. This is a town beach.
It's a town beach, and they can use it for $5 a head or whatever the price is.
Because this weekend will be opened up.
And then they got people
weekend
who...
The 22nd.
Down there.
Or 21st. Not this coming weekend. Following weekend. 15th, the campers can stay.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The campers.
Yeah. The campers will be there. You can camp down there.
Yeah.
They had to chain up the other day when I went up.
They broke the pole off, I guess, this weekend.
Yeah, Jim said she's going to go find one.
Who did?
I don't know.
Somebody must have hooked the chain because they had it down laying in the road.
Yeah.
It wasn't
rushing. Yeah, you got to pull the post down and put a new post in.
Yeah.
But anyways, that Airbnb thing, we need to make that very clear to whoever's running the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
They know. Yeah. That, you know what? You don't live in town. it's this much a day, every day you come down here. This is not attached to your Airbnb. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well, and next time, Melissa and Pam, next time we're going to try to figure out what the Airbnb host was so that they could contact them.
Well,
to be like,
ask the people that are coming down there and say, who are you renting from?
You, well, that's what they were going to ask next time because they didn't, they said, oh, just down the, and we got several houses down there, so God only knows which one's the Airbnb.
Yeah, that's a hell of a good deal for them. Oh, yeah, you got, you rent our Airbnb, you got access to this beautiful beach.
So no. I did look at the minutes from when you did the walkthrough. The only thing it mentions is a couple of those trees they planted.
Yeah, those will probably,
not where
take,
you wanted
they'll
them.
Probably take care of themselves.
Lawnmower take care of a lot of them.
Yeah, and then
it will forward on.
Whether the water tanks needed to be replaced or if they're okay for another year.
Yeah,
I think they're good for another year. We looked at.
Well, I told him that not to change them yet, and he didn't.
I don't know if Melissa mentioned to John, because we, like I said, we kind of walked around there real quick yesterday, and two of the campsite faucets, no hoses were hooked up, but they don't shut off.
Okay.
They drip,
so they need a pack in or a new faucet.
I think she talked to him. He emailed me today to say that his guy was going to do the water test tomorrow, and said something, I thought he said leaking tank or something.
You know something. Well, because the water tank, Melissa was in here today, the water tank is also leaking anytime they flush the toilet.
Which water tank?
I don't know.
The back tank? You mean the...
She said something was leaking every time they flushed the toilet.
That has to be something in the back, on the back tank of the toilet.
The toilet itself.
Either way, she must have talked to him because he knew something.
Yeah, it's been on the tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just either that or that hose is in there and it's spraying. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They dry out. Oh, you know, sitting with the water.
Yeah.
They'll dry up. It may swell up and stop leaking after it gets wet. Yeah. But anyways, so sounds like the beach is moving along. We're going to, and they know to address that Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Because, you know, hey, my relatives come in from out of town, they have to pay to get in the beach. But mm-hmm. They don't live here. Right?
Correct.
Now, are we going to allow campers to store their boats there, the ones that aren't camping there, but have campsites just up the lake from there?
Are you talking kayaks?
No, boats.
No, I thought we weren't letting any boats stay there.
They're not supposed to store boats there unless they're camping.
Huh?
Somebody doing that?
There's a guy, Bowens, have a camp up there.
Yeah.
And they store their boat down on that access road that goes down to... tent
sites. No, they don't. I mean, no, there aren't. No,
they did last year. So that's why I'm just, some of this stuff is getting mentioned to me. And
they need to,
they need to.
I thought, was that the one that left it there for a few days?
No, that's, they were, they, it came out that they were actually storing it there when I talked to the kids. They had been storing it there.
I
don't
want to get some of this stuff taken. Because we need it, like I said. The rules are the rules.
If it gets
left by the rules.
You know what they are.
Yeah.
If it starts slipping, you know, it can.
Well, the kayak thing is something, but there's supposed to be no boats of any kind down there. They're down there and they don't get launched there and they don't.
The kayaks, they can launch them from the beach, all right?
Yeah.
They can bring them in their pickup.
But the boats we talked about in the
yeah.
So if a town person comes up there and wants to put their kayak on that rack that we built for them, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
It's kind of just leave it at your own risk.
Leave it at your own risk. Disappears, tough shit.
Well, it looks to the ground. The kayak rack don't get used as much as the ground does because the ground, you know how where people place their boats, there's no grass?
Yeah.
So how do you maintain around that? I mean...
Is it because there's not enough room on the rack or they're just not putting them on the rack?
I don't know.
Maybe we just put a sign up that says your kayak must go on the rack?
Please put your kayak up on the rack.
I can make a sign and we can put it there.
Yeah, I needed a steel post. Which I was going to use one of the 911 posts for the handicap parking.
Oh, okay. That's gone?
One of the posts, all I had is a grade stake.
Oh, okay.
The other one had got two metal posts, and they put a third one up.
Yeah.
It was just on grade stake.
Okay.
Grade stakes only last for a year anyway.
Because that's one of those things that we really thrived on. We were laying that out and doing everything in the bench so that the people had place to park if people were parking.
And then they
came
down to that little rock garden.
And in there, and they wouldn't be putting no boats or anything.
All they all have to walk 100 miles.
It ain't much of a rock garden. It looks like just a bunch of old shrubs that are...
Weeds.
Overgrown,
yeah.
Weed whacker.
Well, it's a water garden.
And the knotweed didn't come back either.
Yeah, good.
Did you pull that up and look at it?
No, I didn't pull them out. Ryan was over by it. Was it there still?
Last year when I lifted it up, there was a few sprouts, but I couldn't tell if it was the actual knotweed or not. But the lady that had helped us or whatever, she said to pull it up and pull anything, but I feel like leaving it down and not pulling it up at all is probably the best thing.
If it can't get the air, it's going to kill it anyway.
I'll probably just take a peek at it, see what it looks like, but I don't think we need to do anything.
Maybe the thing to do in the fall, pull it back.
Yeah,
let it freeze and stuff.
Let the frost plow the snow off because 3-4 times.
It ain't gonna once the freezing temperature gets here, nothing's gonna seed anyway.
I can't imagine much is growing. I think you digging it out helped a lot.
I dug
a lot of roots out of there.
I agree with you. If you go down there in the fall, uncover it, and then if you were really ambitious, keep it uncovered all winter.
Yeah.
And it would freese it, right?
Yeah, just make sure next spring.
Make sure the frost goes right down 3 or 4 feet.
Right,
take care of it.
Take care of that root.
Somebody did go in with a 4-wheeler and spin up the bee.
Well, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Meatheads. They're everywhere.
I have a funny feeling I don't know which kid it is.
Whatever. Meatheads. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had the other.
I have another.
Other? Of course.
I have another. It's short. Brent called from the fire department about the paving.
They want a bunch more money?
Nope. He just wants to know, since we voted on it kind of as part of the budget for next year, can they spend it before July? Because I think the paving company wants to do it earlier.
We have our money.
That's what I thought, but I told him I
just can't cut his check until July.
That might be a problem.
No, I don't see it.
Because we had our money, right? So to me, it doesn't matter if they're ready and they want to do it.
29th to July 1st, what difference?
Yeah,
right.
All they got to do is just backdate the bill. So that's
right. So that's fine. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. For us, Hyde Park might be an issue.
I think he's already checked with them.
Okay. They got to jump through their fucking holes.
On others, I wasn't going to do that on the highway, but the dry hydrants. I went up. The one up here to the Boy Scout is starting to silt on the upper side.
Okay.
You can still see it, but that one's silting on the upper side. It's going to have to be cleaned out. Chauvin never put the screen on the one down on
Blakeville Road.
On Blakeville. They found it down there when they were doing there, but they never screwed it on the end of it. The fitting and everything's there, but Chauvin never put it on. You can put that in a minute, so Chauvin didn't finish the contract. That's all right. Too late now because we signed off on it.
We did the school down there.
Can we get one?
There's one there.
Okay.
They just never screwed.
They
it
never. Out. They had it thrown off on the side, and of course they would been testing the hydrants, and they found it there. They never.
So the fire department guys.
Can I get in there with my hip boots and put it on?
Gonna have to dig it down so that you can turn it. Okay. It's a teardrop one.
Yeah.
It's about that thick.
You gotta bring your excavator down there.
I don't know, but I got to go look at it. But that's one of the things you got
to
do.
Well, and we talked about this again, because we talked about it before. So we were going to try to add on another 4 feet. Is that, would that going to help in bringing out deeper water up here?
It's in the deeper water. I don't know if we're going to have to relocate it from where it is now and put it over where the current
is. Because the current coming this way, you mean over there in that stagnant water, the water pool.
There's a deep pool on the other side.
Yeah.
The stuff comes down the end of the culvert, and it just drops right onto that.
Is that us a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure when I make my notes. Sorry.
How about the other side? Did they get that stayed for
that?
That
stayed.
Did it? Good.
Yeah.
That worked out well. Good. So they got that. So that curb is coming down perfect. Well, we had talked about that. We knew that we might. That's why I asked. But we thought it'd been.
Yeah,
been
we
up
talked
yet,
about
so.
Putting another 6 feet or something on there.
I don't know if we put 6 feet on.
Right?
Unless we let it fill right over.
Yeah, you'd have to cover it.
Yeah.
Because it'll.
Dig it up and add 20 feet on it and let it go over and let that silt come right over the top of that one.
There's something else that we need to ask, but I don't have any other notes.
It won't have all the pressure.
We can do that.
Because it'd be this far up off out of the silt anyway, on that, right?
On the side.
I'm going to remember tomorrow.
Well,
yeah, I know.
We'll ask him that one on the next one. Or maybe when it gets closer to your
house.
Yeah. I
want
to see
where
it's
going.
No,
they're back on the back side.
Makes a difference. Yeah.
Had the gravel all around and everything held up pretty good on the bridge.
It seemed to,
But
still, when you grade it, you're grading out stone.
Yeah.
But as far as washing it,
I didn't write it down.
Washing it or anything else, it stayed pretty good.
Yeah, everything seems to stay all right.
That was a little bony at the top there.
Well, they put the crusher run on, but they contaminated it when they put the guardrail.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's other. You got FYIs? You got any FYIs there?
Nope.
Cool. I think it's time for Butch to do his thing.
I make a motion if we can please adjourn.
Approved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
We have now adjourned.